Yeah, I mean, it was a very good week, and, you know, at first two sets, I really felt it was very good tennis, you know, and she just got the momentum at the end of the second set, and I felt like she kept it throughout the third set, so it's quite disappointing the way, you know, it ended, but, you know, it still was a very good week for me.
Going on to Madrid now, you're going to be playing at altitude outside, a whole different court game, so how are you going to pick yourself up and prepare now?
Well, actually, Madrid starts on Saturday, which is not the best for, I think, for players. So I only have a few days now to rest and train, and then I'm already going to go to Madrid and try to adjust to the circumstances. Like you said, it's going to be a lot different.
Next question.
In the third set, if you haven't gone down that initial break, you think you would have been able to just stay with it just a little bit? You seem to just go off the
boil
after that first break.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, it was a good start for her, and it kind of gave her confidence as well, you know, because if you keep your serve, you know, service games, it turns out into different match a little bit. So I think definitely that was important game, you know, and also in the second set, I felt the momentum a little bit shift, and, you know, it was a little bit disappointing to lose the break that early in the third set. But then, you know, I managed to hold my serve well at 2-love, you know, and I still felt like I was in a match, but she played and she started to serve a lot better.
Was your game plan to be so far in the baseline, certainly on a second serve, because first time I've ever seen you that aggressively stance?
Yeah, I was really trying to get in the court and sort of try to get the first hit on the ball, but I felt her serve improved throughout the match, and that's something that did not happen with mine, so I think that made a little bit of a difference too. It was amazing. I mean, it was very touching, and I definitely look forward to coming back.
Last question?
Do you have something like a strategy to cope with defeats like that, or is it very special each time?
It's every time it's really different, you know, and this was a little bit emotional because I really felt like I played, good first and second set, and, you know, in the third set I went away a little bit, so it's a little bit disappointing, but I'm going to fly home now, so, yeah, I'm going to maybe I don't know what, actually.
So whether you fly to Belgrade or?
Well, actually, no, I'm going to go to Spain tonight, yeah.
Thank you.
Were you surprised about the standing
ovations
for you?
Yeah, I mean, I was actually really speechless. It was really nice to see how much the public was involved and how much they enjoyed and supported me. So it was very special.
Thank you.